what are some of the beans that that don't have to be shelled? You break them.
Snap beans.
Okay. What are any other kinds of beans that you fix that you break up that way? You just call them all snap beans, are there?
Yes, okay. Snap beans.
Okay. You'd never say green beans. Those.
Well,
are,
yes, green beans. You say that.
Okay. Have you ever heard of salad beans? No.
I haven't heard of the salad beans.
Okay. And what about, what are the different kinds of beans that have to be shelled to be cooked?
Butter beans, black-eyed peas, purple hull peas, pink-eyed peas, or we just got all kinds
of
peas.
I don't think I've ever heard of a pink-eyed
one. Well,
now what about sweet peas?
Ladyfinger peas.
Uh-huh. Well, is the sweet pea, is that green one?
Oh, that's right.
English.
English pea too.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call, I think you've already told me, the top, pardon me, the top, sorry, the tops of beets are turnips that can be eaten, or, do you ever?
Well, turnips, are, all I know for the top of turnips is turnip, but don't they call it chard, C-H-A-R-D, or
is that
beet
another
top?
Kind?
I believe.
Do you cook beet tops?
No.
We never did either. Okay, what do you call corn that's simply shucked and cooked on the cob?
Roasting ear.
Okay, how's that?
Well, it's roasting ear, but it's better, most people call it roasting ear.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call a little animal that looks kind of like a squirrel, but is smaller and it runs along the ground, light brown, has some little dark stripes on his body?
Cold cat.
No, it's that little bitty one.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Let me
little
see. I think
they
I
dig
know.
Around in flowers. And
it ain't a mole. Wait, I'm... I have to.
Well, now maybe you all don't have them down here.
Maybe
we have a little hamster-like thing. It's about the same as a rat, or my kids use them as pets, and they stay in cages.
Yes.
The ones that run around outside.
Only thing running around down here is those rodents. That's
yeah.
Those wharf rats.
Yeah, they're pretty bad, huh? You don't have anything that you call a chipmunk?
No, we don't have
it. Okay, our ground squirrel.
Well, we have squirrels. They plays around, but most of our squirrels stays up in the tree.
Uh-huh.
But now they do, right?
But that's the kind that people hunt and
yes,
cook
ma'am.
Them and so
yes.
forth. Okay. I think somewhere they call a ground squirrel one that's smaller and runs around more.
I
but
see.
I don't think, you must not have it. And you've already told me that one that's black with a stripe down its back is caught and smells bad as a...
Pole cat.
Okay. And do you ever use another word for that around here?
Skunk.
Okay, but mostly you'd say polecat?
Yes, sir.
What do you call a little animal that's small and hops along?
Toady frog.
How's that?
He's a toad frog, but we said toady frog.
Toady frog, okay. And what about if they stay in the water?
Boa frog.
Okay. And what about the same kind of little creature, but they're very tiny and they may be up in a tree?
Rain frog.
Okay. What do you call, now you like to fish, so tell me about the different kinds of fish bait. Mostly you just get some...
Grasshoppers.
Okay.
Red wigglers.
Okay, if you went out and just dug in your backyard, you just might say, I'm going to
do... House baits, I call that more of a house bait.
Okay.
Go in the pond, you can get pond wigglers.
Okay.
Flatheads.
Okay, is that that's a
worm that comes from beneath the bark of an oak tree.
Is that good bait?
Oh, very good.
Yeah. Okay. What do you call an insect that flashes light on and off?
Lightning bug.
And what do you call one with a long, thin body and real filmy rings that fly, wings, I said rings, that flies around a pond or around water?
What is them a thing, Bill? I don't know, but I can't call them. Mm-hmm. You know I'm old long.
They're a little long-bodied thing, and they got two wings on each side.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to say they stay around where snakes are. That's what I remember.
That's not, Lord, you know none of them old things. There ain't no